Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January the 12th, 1942, George Nathaniel Francis, considered by many to be the first great West Indian fast bowler produced by Barbados, died at Black Rock St. Michael at the age of 44. George Francis had been born in Trent, St. James, on the 11th of December, 1897. Despite his obvious talent as a fast bowler, in those days, opportunities for young black men to play cricket professionally were few and far between. Up until his mid-20s, he had played no first-class cricket, but instead he was employed as a groundsman at Kensington Oval. His big break came in 1923, when he was asked to bowl in the nets to Harold Austin, the captain of a representative West Indies team that was due to tour England that year. Much to the chagrin of commentators such as C.L.R. James, the unknown Francis was chosen by Austin as part of the touring party to England, in preference to the Trinidadian bowler Herman Griffith, who was then playing intercolonial cricket for Barbados. However, in his first-class match in England against the Sussex County side, Francis caused a sensation by taking 5 for 31 in the first innings and 5 for 45 in the second. A report in the Times newspaper of that match said of him, "He bowls fast and obviously scorns to conserve his strength. He is in a hurry to be at the batsman. He turns sharply to begin his run, jumps off at a great pace, throws up his arm high, and then makes a terrifying leap into the air, a leap which one feels should be accompanied by a yell. With it all, his length was under control, and for a time the batsman could make nothing of him." Following the 1923 tour, Francis played for Barbados in intercolonial cricket. In 1926, he took 7 wickets for 50 runs in a match between Barbados and a touring MCC side. He went on to play in the inaugural Test series between England and the West Indies in 1928, alongside Herman Griffith and Leary Constantine. In total, George Francis played 10 Tests for the West Indies and took 23 wickets. In 1933, he was hired to play for Radcliffe in the Bolton Cricket League, where he stayed for 2 seasons. His last match for the West Indies was the first Test match against England at Lord's in 1933, when he opened the bowling with Manny Martindale. Following his death on this day in 1942, an obituary in the Cricketer's Bible Wisdom called him a bowler of exceptional merit. Avoiding any theory, such as many fast bowlers have overdone, he bowled at the stumps, it said. It added, Francis had no pretensions in batting, but fielded in the dashing style associated with teams representing the West Indies.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.